Hello, and welcome to the first episode of A Writer's Journey, a podcast that will talk about everything the aspiring author wants to know about going from blank page to published. I'm Sarah Whitford, and here with me launching this podcast is a longtime friend, Terrence Zepke. Terrence is the award-winning author of 24 books, including Pirates of the Carolinas, Lowcountry Voodoo, Tales, Spells, and Boo Hags, which was a winner of the Southeastern Library Association Award, and the Encyclopedia of Cheap Travel, which can tell you how to save up to 90% on lodging, flights, tours, cruises, and more. She has 15 years' experience in the writing and publishing industry and is in demand as a speaker, as well as having made numerous media appearances such as Travel with Rick Steves, The Good Morning Show, NPR, Around the World, PBS, and the Travel Channel. She's also written articles and has been interviewed in many publications such as The Washington Post and Publishers Weekly.
Well, thank you for the lovely introduction, Sarah.
Of course.
You left out extraordinaire, didn't you? Well, I just want to say before we go any farther how thrilled I am that we're collaborating and co-hosting this program. You know, when we first talked about it, I wasn't sure if I wanted to commit to another project, but the more I thought about it and started writing down some ideas, the more excited I got. Of course, I always get a bit giddy when I'm writing unless we're talking about revisions. But I think this is a great idea because we have such different talents and achievements, and so I'm thinking this partnership of the minds will have a great end result. I don't know if anybody's aware of just what your background is, but it's very impressive. You're also, in addition to being a writer, you're homeschooling your 11-year-old son, you're a magazine editor, you're a website developer, you have a degree in English from NC State. I don't know anything you don't know something about. I have to tell you that. You're not a know-it-all, but you know a lot of stuff. But most exciting, what I think you bring to the table for this, is that you've just finished writing your first novel, which I'm as excited about as you. It's a historical fiction. I know it's set in 1765. It's called Smuggler's Gambit, and I don't want to give too much away because I know you're still in the preliminary stages with all of this. But anyway, I'm very excited that we're doing this. And so I guess what we want to do now probably is just go ahead and kick off this podcast by addressing what somebody does if they get like you and they get an idea and they want to turn it into a book. How should you proceed? Should you start looking for publishers? Should you set up a Facebook fan page? Maybe you're already thinking about which actor should play your protagonist in the movie version. These are all nice thoughts as you drift off to sleep, but you need to get real now. You shouldn't do anything before you have a complete manuscript. I'm just going to lay it out there, at least a first draft completed. And so before you get started just sitting down to write, you need to figure out how you're going to organize your thoughts. And if you're low-tech like me, there are a lot of good options. You might want to go with the index card method. And I think that you probably could address this, Sarah, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I actually have an article about this very thing on my website. Do you know, I only jumped on the index card bandwagon a couple of months ago while I was working on the rough draft for the Smuggler's Gambit. And it basically all you have to do is just go ahead and get some index cards, write your scene ideas down on the index cards. It's great when you don't want to commit to an outline yet. And that's a whole nother topic we'll get into in a minute, I'm sure. But if you're going to write a book, a novel, there's definitely the pantsing approach in which you can just start writing and see where the characters take you, see where the story takes you. I'll tell you from my experience, I've tried writing a novel that way before, and it was a disaster. And I didn't even realize that my story wasn't really going anywhere until it was far too late. So when I learned about the index card method and then putting that together with outlining, it was really a revelation for me because I had all these ideas, these little vignettes in my mind of scenes for my novel, and so I just would write down a few words for each scene, and I knew I wanted to include them all in the book, but having the index cards allowed me then to rearrange them in ways that seemed more logical, to remove some if I wanted to, without having to actually go ahead and commit to the outline yet. How have you used that method?
That's pretty much how I've done it there. I have a big cork board, and I have all the index cards. And if I get an idea for a character, maybe a trait I want a character to have, or something I know I want to happen in a particular scene. I'll put that up there and all, and I just keep expanding on that. And then if I think something's not working, I just tear up the index card, you know, and replace it. So it's a really easy way to go. And I know that there's also something called the Trello method, T-R-E-L-L-O.
I don't know about that one.
And that is the same concept, except instead of using physical index cards, this is done on the computer. And you move the cards around on there under different headings, and then it sort of helps you to organize your story, your plot, your characters, your scenes, and all that. But it's just it's a free writer's managing or a writing tool, if you will, that you can use. So that's another way to go if you're determined to do this in a more high-tech way.
Also, sort of like my beloved Scrivener, which I discovered this summer. I absolutely am in love with that software. The people who I communicate with on Twitter and other places online have heard me rave about this software since I found it, because I love it. It actually... I still write my scenes down on the index cards first, the traditional old-fashioned index cards, but then when I'm ready, I now will transfer those thoughts over to Scrivener, because there's a bulletin board interface there, and I can write each of those scenes out on index cards and then convert those if I want into chapters, and then fill more scenes in between, or have those just be scenes within chapters and outline from there. And I've been promising several people that I was soon going to be blogging about the way I use Scrivener. And that's going to be coming on the heels of this podcast. So.
Well, let me ask you, when you use Scrivener, if you're just sitting down and you've got your idea for your book, can you start with Scrivener, or do you need to be further along with it? Or you just, because I don't know anything about this. I'm old school, Sarah. I started before they had all these. So tell me, is that something that they could use right off the bat? Is it hard to use?
I would think so. There's definitely a learning curve to it. But, you know, there are so many tutorials online, videos on YouTube, and websites that have written articles about it, not to mention all of the myriad companies that are offering Scrivener tutorials now. Absolutely, when you have an idea right from the very start, you can – begin laying your thoughts out, your scenes out in little cards in Scrivener, and then build from there. It's really great because you can keep all of your data for your book in one place. For instance, for The Smuggler's Gambit, I have one folder specifically for research. I can plug in things that I found online. It will actually let you import websites as PDFs into your research folder. I can write up character sketches and put those in another folder specifically for characters. So I have a long list of all the characters that appear in my book. If I need to refer back to someone to make sure I'm getting traits right, I can do that very quickly. Not to mention when you're building it from outline within Scrivener, and then you write your scenes from there, it's really easy to just jump right to a scene and reference something if you need to. I found myself many times, especially in this revisions process, wanting to go back and double check what I did in one scene to make sure it's consistent in another scene. And it's great because you can have multiple windows open within the program, and so you can quickly see, oh, okay, this is what I did back here, so this is what I need to do here, and you can have both open simultaneously. So I can't say enough good things about it.
Wow, we've got a lot of information here, don't we?
Maybe veering a little bit off of the whole idea of outlining or the index cards, but oh yeah, definitely.
Well, I've got back to the old school, because you might be losing some people like me about now. I'm telling you. Do we have time to get into another method here, or?
I would say so.
Okay. This is one I like. It's called the three-act process, and it's a really easy, being a low-tech gal, like I said, this one really appeals to me. It's basically three acts. You're starting with the beginning. How do you want to open your story? And then you figure out your ending. How do you want your story to end? And then the middle is quite simple, because all you have to do then is figure out how you're going to get from A to Z. So this has got you started. And so it's not so intimidating. It's not such a, you know, overwhelming, daunting process now, because you know where you're starting, you know where you're going. You've just got to figure out how you're going to get your characters there. And then that's where the fun comes in. So I like that three-act process, and it's very easy, and you don't need any software or anything to do it, and it's.
Well, really quickly, before we wrap this particular episode, we're going to be continuing this conversation in part two of this podcast. But before we do, how would you say it differs when you're writing nonfiction books versus fiction in the process of planning your book?
Well, that is a whole big discussion here, and I think we're doing that a couple podcasts from now, so I really want to kind of wait and keep that separate.
Oh, because, that's good. I forgot about that. That's right. We did decide
that
we're going to do
because
that. So lots to look forward to for our listeners.
Yeah, there are two key elements to writing nonfiction, and it's a whole different approach. And so I do definitely want to give that full focus. So stay tuned to hear about that there. Because there will be, but also I just wanted to tell people that there will be a chance to get this information if you need to know links or anything. That'll be on our website here, and I'll let you give all that information before we close. But I just wanted to say, really, as Stephen King, who if you don't know who he is, maybe you shouldn't be writing. But if Stephen King says you only need two things to be a great writer, and you need to read a lot and write a lot. Yeah. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Well, great. Fantastic. So we're wrapping the first episode of A Writer's Journey. We hope you'll join us again for the next episode, which will be forthcoming. If you would like to find out more information on the index card method or outlining or Scrivener, you can visit my website, sarahwhitford.com, and I definitely encourage you to visit Terrence's website, which will also have this podcast, which is terrencezepke.com. That's TerranceZepke.com, and my name is Sarah without an H, so make sure Sarah Whitford without an H. And we'll also soon have iTunes subscriptions available. We don't have the link for that yet, considering this is the very first episode, but stay tuned and you'll get those details. Thanks a lot, and join us next time for the exciting conclusion of how to begin writing your book.